was going to say good afternoon. I think it's good evening. So I will, out of respect for you as guests, be very brief, because a lot of the ideas that have come forward in this symposium have been explored. Maybe I might discipline myself by focusing on how we'd like to take this process forward. It's a humbling experience to be part of a secretariat convening this kind of activity, because we see what people in the real world are up to. We learn from their experiences, and yet our capacity to give effect to those lessons is limited to the institutional constraints that we live in. That's what makes the trilateral process such an interesting one, because it's entirely respectful of the specific mandates, the responsibilities we have as organisations, as secretariats, and it's all about us delivering on our specific organisational mandates. It's just that we can't do it in isolation. Even if we wanted to, it wouldn't work. It's impossible to have a sensible discussion about trade and health without talking to the health policy makers. It's impossible to have a discussion about intellectual property and health without understanding what's going on in the intellectual property world. And it raises the question of, you know, how we can best add value when we join forces as three organizations. We've put on the screen behind us the map of the kind of issues that we've been dealing with. The point being that it's the intersections, the interplay between each of these areas that is perhaps where we can contribute most, rather than delving into the specific areas where there is enormous expertise within these different organizations elsewhere, and the point is not to try to duplicate that, but rather to learn from it. And it's interesting today, we've heard a number of points of perhaps unexpected intersection between some of these areas. For example, where pricing policy has had an effect on technology transfer outcomes and the relocation of pharmaceutical industry facilities. And we know that there's a very important dynamic interplay between each of these areas. When, for example, in our field, when generic medicines are discussed in the context of the TRIPS agreement, we know that what people really are talking about there is the applications of competition policy. That's the mechanism that deals with that leads to generic competition and price cuts in that area. That flows through to access. That flows through to realization of what's been described in human rights terms as an aspect of the right to health. So these areas of interplay are extremely important, and that's meant to be, I suppose, the emphasis of what we can contribute on a trilateral front with colleagues from elsewhere as well. So this has three broad dimensions to it. One is the question of data, and we've heard today the importance of data. We've seen how the indices that we've been talking about do influence choices, do influence behaviour. Secondly, it's about looking at practical experiences. This is not just about firm-level experiences, but we've heard, for example, a very interesting discussion about how to take public health policy to the heart of domestic policy making. A good hint is put us in the Prime Minister's office. But these kind of experiences are very helpful in giving a more of a qualitative understanding of how to deliver outcomes. And that leads to the third area, which is understanding policy choices at the institutional level, at the level of initiatives, philanthropic initiatives, but also at the national, regional and international levels. And really, that's the focus of our work. The trilateral study, in a way, deals with these in the reverse direction to what I've described. So it looks at the policy issues. It looks at the policy framework. And we do invite you to look at it online. It's available in a more accessible HTML version now. So it is able to look at these each of these individual areas and understand the linkages between them. But we have a real challenge, and I'd like to throw this out as an area for potential future work, to work on the data. That's been a key aspect of really all of the presentations in the course of today. Various indices, various surprising statistics have been brought forward, not as curiosities, but because they would change our perceptions of the nature of the challenge, and would influence, would help shape our response to it. And I think we knew this when framing this symposium, that the concept, even the concept in our title of middle-income countries, would fall apart on the slightest inspection. We saw that happen pretty well immediately. And that's really kind of the lesson we need to learn. We can't deal with one set of data, one set of statistics, and determine policy directions on that basis. It's the interplay between data sets that's so important. This is the era of big data, and in each of the areas we've been discussing, there's increasingly rich data available, but scarcely is it available as information, as usable information for policymakers working in this area who simply will never have the time to dig into the data and to integrate it in the way that we've seen is so important, to provide a statistical map to match the policy map we see behind us. This is something, frankly, that we did explore in the elaboration, in the development of the trilateral study. But I think it's fair to say it found its way into the too hard basket for that immediate purpose. But it remains there as an ambition. We would like to explore this area, certainly from the WTO point of view. We have large amounts of data that have scarcely been touched in this kind of discussion. We have a responsibility to make that available, to work with it, but it makes ever more sense to link it to the kind of health policy information that the WHO is responsible for, data on access, on prices, on emerging disease burdens. Likewise, WIPO's data on patent coverage is incredibly important if you're looking at patterns of innovation and access for today's medicines and today's disease burden, but even more importantly for the future access issues and future disease responses to the disease burden. So that information is there, but the challenge is to integrate it. And we will be exploring this, I think, in coming months to see how to achieve this. We certainly want to reach out and work with the kind of people who would sit around until 10 to 6 on a day like this, and certainly look forward to collaborating with you. In the closing segment, the floor is yours for any particular ideas, comments, directions that you would suggest that we could take this future trilateral exercise, building on the firm basis to date. There's certainly no lack of enthusiasm. I think in the three secretariats, we have very strong support from our senior management, and there's every expectation that this work can continue. Dialogue, engagement has been central to it, and we look forward to working with you. And if you do have ideas and the patience to share them with us, we'd be interested in hearing from you. Thank you.